May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Are you a Mary or a Martha? That's the choice we usually get when faced with today's gospel reading. The moral of the story usually being that we should all try to honor our spiritual side and become more like Mary, and by default, less like Martha. Or, at the very least, that we should concentrate on being less worried and distracted in a world which seems determined to keep us very worried and very distracted. Again, less like Martha. The basics of the story are this. Jesus comes to visit Mary and Martha. Mary sits at Jesus' feet and listens to his teaching while Martha fusses about in the kitchen. When Martha, in her housewifely frustration, tells Jesus to send Mary into the kitchen to help, Jesus scolds Martha for being too worried and distracted by many things. He says that Mary has chosen the better part and it will not be taken away from her. Perhaps many of you are like me. I have to confess that when I hear this story, I tend to side with Martha. I think we tend to judge her a little too harshly. After all, we don't know the full story behind this encounter. It might have happened this way. Martha is preparing to host Jesus and his disciples at her house. She plans a feast appropriate for an honored guest. And on the day of his visit, she ends up cooking all day. All day. Throughout the day, her plans for the meal continue to grow and grow, and by the afternoon, she's trying to make some sort of Martha Stewart-like pastries that look like they were going to be easy, but they were not. And now the guests have arrived, and the soup is getting burnt, and the meat is starting to dry out, and the little pastries are a disaster, and Martha feels like she needs some help in the kitchen. Another possibility is that Martha didn't have much advance notice about Jesus' visit. He shows up late in the afternoon with a group of tired, hungry disciples, a very large group of tired, hungry disciples, and she's trying to scrape together something to feed everybody. And so while the guests are talking in the living room, Martha's in the kitchen with that can of cream of chicken soup and a cup of rice, wondering how she's going to get a meal together with what's sitting on her pantry shelf. Now, if you're the primary cook in your household, you know what I'm talking about, because we've all been there. But it's not just about cooking supper. There are many times at home or at work when you may feel that you're the one doing all the work, and it's good, important work, but that others are getting off scot-free, apparently not doing much of anything. At the very least, perhaps Martha was guilty of trying to show off her cooking skills or her hostessing skills, but she meant well. So does she really deserve to be rebuked by Jesus and left to fend for herself in the work? Is she wrong, and is Mary right? And is that what Jesus meant? If we set these two options, action versus contemplation, as opposites and try to label one right and the other wrong, we quickly run into some problems. There's nothing inherently wrong with action. In fact, as Christians, we are called to action and to service. There are needs all around us, locally and globally, and while we can't fill all of them, neither are we exempt from the charge to do the good that is in our power to accomplish. On the other hand, however well-intentioned it might be, service alone, without reflection and thought, runs the risk of becoming busyness, activity for the sake of activity, and not for the benefit of those that we claim we want to help. So maybe we need to take Mary and Martha's story a step further. Maybe this is not about choosing between listening and doing. Perhaps it is about discerning what response is needed at a particular moment. For example, suppose you have a friend who has just gone through a personal crisis. You may say, I am here for you whenever you need me. But then most of us would add, how can I help? What can I do? And maybe the help your friend needs is not about doing. Maybe you are called to simply listen, to be present, to be. That's a hard choice for most of us, and it takes careful discernment, and the wisdom of that careful discernment grows out of our relationship with God. When I read the conversations that Martha has with Jesus here and in other gospel stories, I see a very close relationship with Jesus. And I'm also inclined to think that Jesus' rebuke of Martha is much more gentle than we sometimes interpret it to be. I don't think this was a get behind me Satan criticism, but a loving reminder to Martha to just stop and take a breath. Perhaps the story of Mary and Martha is not an either-or sort of choice, but instead both and. We are called to service and to action in these days, perhaps now more than ever before, but there are also times when we are called to sit at Jesus' feet and listen. May God grant that we have the wisdom and discernment to recognize and respond to both of these calls in our daily lives.